Andrew Kelleher from JMI Wealth, good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
Let me guess, Briscoe's in a really tight retail time broke another record.
They did. I mean, look, there's signs of stress there, but on a relative basis, a pretty good result. So they reported their half-year sales yesterday. Look, we know it's a tough retail market. We talk about this all the time. So in that context, the Briscoe's is quite a good litmus test, really, isn't it? Because it's proven to be resilient in the past. So you would have thought, if anybody can survive the challenging environment, you'd probably back Briscoe's. So how have they gone? Well, record half-year sales. Yep, I'll say that again. Record half-year sales. Wouldn't believe it, would you? Positive sales growth across homeware and sporting goods. So that's Rebel Sport. Interesting to see a good contribution from their online channel. Just under 90% of sales coming from there. Look, they've even managed to reduce inventory over the period, which is a pretty commendable achievement. But look, there is an impact here. Here's the rub. They've kept sales up, but their earnings are projected to be below last year, approximately 94% of what their level of earnings were last year. So they've guided to a figure of not less than 40 million. Last year it was 42.7. Now, what that earnings outcome reflects is, yes, they've managed to keep the volume of sales up, but they're getting low margins. And so that's where you see the impact of the challenging environment. The margins probably be around 100 points below last year. But look, Mike, in light of what's being reported by other retailers, you'd have to say it's a strong year, strong relative performance. Rod Duke described it as a significant performance. I would have to agree. And the share price, even though you saw slightly lower projected earnings, share price ticked up 2 cents. So the market sort of did reflect the fact that that was a pretty good effort in the current environment.
If I was the warehouse, I'd offer Rod Duke a job, but that's just me. Now, China, manufacturing 49.8, that's not the sort of number we want, is it?
No, we need to keep reporting what's happening in China. It's an important part of our ongoing sort of overall economic landscape. We'll continue to be a headwind for us, particularly for our export performance while the economy is soft. Yesterday was released what's called the Kaijin PMI, Purchasing Managers Index, so a measure of health in the manufacturing sector. It dipped down, so the index has shrunk slightly, as you say, in July. Demand has declined for the first time in 12 months. That's looking at the new orders component, so that's sort of a bit of a worry. Headline index, as you say, 49.8. First outcome in contractionary territory for the index for 9 months, so not a great outcome. Companies reporting sluggish demand, reductions in client budgets. Kaijin's a private sector report pointing in the same direction as the official gauge. That's edged down as well. Kaijin covers more sort of private and export-oriented companies. Look, we have recently seen the Chinese central bank relaxing monetary policy. That's an attempt to boost consumption. And if they do manage to achieve that, that will ultimately help give a boost to demand, hopefully, for our exports.
Okay, and then the Dow, which is falling through the floor this morning, is that directly related to what the Fed did yesterday or not?
Oh, no, it's sort of topsy-turvy market, isn't it? So Fed came out yesterday, we spoke, Powell then came into the press conference. He basically pointed to or referred to a September cut with the Fed funds rate. Share market got a boost on that. You got all these results out at the moment. NVIDIA sort of rallied a lot, and that helped the NASDAQ index. So we ended up having good numbers for the end of August, but it's all turned around overnight. And it's the reason why it's all turned around is on the back of some weaker economic numbers. So things like the ISM numbers sort of pointing to a slightly weaker economy. Now people are worried about recession. So you got the Dow Jones is now down 1.6%. NASDAQ's down almost 3%. So look, it's volatile, Mike. We're waiting on Apple and Amazon, and they report after hours. And so these sort of results, which I said 3 days ago, these results were going to be pretty pivotal in terms of pointing to market direction. And that looks like it's going to be the case. And that non-farm payrolls number tomorrow tonight our time, that again will sort of point for direction next week.
Give me the rest of the numbers.
Sure. The Dow Jones is down 675 points as we speak, 40,165. The S&P 500 down 87 points, 5,435. And the NASDAQ down 508 points, 17,089. So all pretty weak there. Overnight, the FTSE 100 lost 1%, 8,283. The Nikkei was down just on 2.5%, 38,126. Shanghai Composite down 6. The Aussies yesterday just eked out a 0.28% gain, 8,114 was the close. The NZX 50 actually gained 82 points, 0.67%, 12,487. The currencies are moving around a bit thanks to the central bank shuffle continuing. The Kiwi is at 0.5952 against the US. 0.9151 against the Aussie, 0.5516 against the Euro. It's rallied against the pound, 0.4670, 89.15 Japanese yen. Gold, $2,438, and Brent crude, $79.80.
It all came, well done, thank you for that. It all came clear to me. Your holiday in Byron Bay the other day was, it just suddenly clicked in. So that was a warm-up holiday to the holiday you're about to take for the next 2 weeks, because you don't want to go into a big European holiday cold, do you?
No, you don't. But this is an active holiday, Mike. That was a relaxing holiday.
Oh,
this
I see.
Is an
Sorry.
Active holiday. They are different things. You okay. know that.
Yes, I do. And what's remarkable about this is it's your 60th birthday celebration. Yep. So congratulations on that. I had you at 47, 48. So I'm out on that. And you're on a bike over hill down dale for 10 solid days. What's the matter with you?
Yeah, 30,000 metres of vertical climbing. So me and some, yeah, we're going to go and do a wee challenge.
Good on you.
Climb up some hills, climb up some mountains in the French Alps. Yeah.
Fantastic. Well, you have the best of time. We'll look forward to seeing you back
soon. We will.
Okay, mate. Go well. Andrew Kelleher from jmiwealth.co.nz.